Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays on 100.3 FM.
All right, so for no particular reason, it's a gift. It's a Friday. Let's begin with a couple of funnies from Ron Burgundy's Anchorman.
I will have you know that I have more talent and more intelligence in my little finger than you do in your entire body, sir.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
You look like a blueberry.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Well, you have bad hair.
What did you say?
There's so many funny moments from the first one. I didn't see the second one, so whatever.
It's okay. First one was great.
Welcome to Friday, my people. We have a ton of show. It's funny that I asked yesterday, when are we going to learn the toxicology report of Prince? We now know what killed him. We'll get to that. Poor old Taylor Swift, bitch, can't keep a man.
But she can keep a gold record.
Oh, yeah. It's 6 o'clock. But we'll talk that through because I fully can relate to where the guy is coming from with that. So we'll talk it through. A lady bought an old used freezer. You're not going to believe what she found inside. My favorite story of the day. A dad is driving his 5-year-old kid around. The dad, according to the kid, ran a red light. So the kid calls 911. The joy of this is listening to how the dispatcher deals with this 5-year-old kid. A surprising turn in the saga of Amber versus Johnny. Really, really strong. We speak with Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Gray Drake deals the movies that we got this weekend. We talk with Donald Trump. And I've always said, anything on this program, if it's stupid, then it's on the air. Today, we reveal the hot dog condiments that you people have been voting on. Josh the Fleeganator will be in here in a hot dog outfit, and as he reveals the condiments, they will be thrown onto him. A rousing round of people are pissed. Not one of us is safe.
Uh-oh.
So I can't wait. And since we're all about the hot dog, we're going to get a text poll together. How do you like your hot dog cooked? Grilled or boiled? Now, you may say, well, obviously grilled. Tons of people are fans of boiled only.
What?
So we'll set that up. There's a bunch of shows, so if you go away, you'll miss something.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Good morning to my favorite morning show. I wanted to tell you something very personal to my heart. Yesterday was the 13th anniversary of my husband's passing from cancer. Each year, I have different emotions about his death. Sometimes I just smile and know he's in a better place. Some years I cry. This year was very, very difficult for some reason. I cried on and off all day. This year, I kept thinking about the fact that I had to be the one to make the decision to pull the plug. And I have started crying as I'm typing this. Even though there were nothing else that could be done for him, it is still a very hard reality for me to face. I want to take the time to sincerely thank all of you. Yesterday, your show and your shenanigans were literally the only reason I smiled. I even found myself laughing out loud, which is quite a miracle. You made an extremely difficult day bearable, and at least the 4 hours that you were on the air. So, to mark the radio god, the amazing and talented Gina, lovely Linda, the beautiful and hilarious Katie, Mike TV, my girl Jackie, and yes, I even love Danny, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to make sure you realize how truly important you are, all of you, on so many days. So many days, I just couldn't go on without you. Dawn from Lake Havasu City.
Wow.
Yeah, we tend to forget that. We're in here, you know, shenanigans, but it's the biggest compliment that I've ever gotten through the years that I've done this, and that, you know, I lost my mom, my dad, my whatever, and you were the reason that I was able to make it through the day. We must never forget that we do good things with all our stupid crap.
Yeah, we are here to serve you.
And then I got an email from a mom, I guess. It's about her daughter. I guess it's Emily.
Oh, a dad. It's
a dad.
Michael Dom. He He sent us an email saying, my daughter Emily had to get stitches after getting hit by a baseball bat. She loves your show and really wanted to say hi to you. Hootie-hoo, Mark. And there's a video message that goes along with it from little Emily in her hospital bed, maybe a little groggy.
My name's Emily.
It's not very much.
I'm in the hospital for getting hit by a baseball bat.
But I love your morning show.
So please watch this.
What else do you want to say?
Yeah, you're awesome, Mark. You should mention my name.
Say I love you.
I love you.
I love listening to your show.
And
kids don't suck as bad as you say.
And kids don't suck as much as you say.
Stop bothering me, kid.
She said she loved you.
She knows I kid. I hope you better, because that must have hurt. Okay, so I want to do this early because nobody's going to care. American Idol, I watched it like we all did until the Adam Lambert year, where I realized this is not an actual competition. Because when Adam Lambert lost, he was head and shoulders above whoever that was. So I stopped watching. But the one year that American Idol got it right was the first year. The winner was Kelly Clarkson.
Indeed.
This gal can belt a tune. Now, I told you guys, I spent the first 10 years of my career as a music director, and I have a really good ear for hearing pop songs and for hearing ballads. And I want to share this with you because this, in my opinion, is a smash. This is brand new from Kelly Clarkson. It's called Piece by Piece. She wrote it as a message to her father and to her husband. Her father apparently left the family early on. Her husband hasn't. This is a masterful piece of music.
And all I remember is your back. Walking towards the airport, leaving a soul in your past. I traveled 1,500 miles to see you. I begged you to want me, but you didn't want to. But piece by piece, he collected me up off the ground where you abandoned things. Piece by piece, he filled the holes that you burned in me at 6 years old. And you know, he never walks away. He never asks for money. He takes care of me. He loves me. Piece by piece, he restores my faith that a man can be kind and a father could stay.
Well, there's no need to play the whole thing, but I mean, when you put a piece of honesty like that out there, you can't turn away from it.
No, and the lyrics are really beautiful and sad.
I made something of myself, and now you wanna come back.
Well, if you want to check it out, they also have a version where they put a beat behind it, I hated that, so there was no reason to go there. But I wanted you to hear a little bit. So we now know what killed Prince. He died of an accidental overdose of a painkiller. The Minneapolis Regional Medical Examiner's report issued Thursday afternoon listed toxicity as his cause of death. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, fentanyl is a synthetic opiate that's similar to, but more potent than morphine.
Oy.
Often used for post-surgical pain, it is also prescribed for patients with chronic pain. Prince seemed to have fallen into the latter category. Numerous reports say that he was plagued by constant hip pain, and he had put off the recommended hip replacement surgery. Which, why? You're in that kind of pain. Why wouldn't you take care of it?
Well, remember, there was a religious issue with, being hospitalized and a blood transfusion, and who knows what else was going on in his head, but it's just not the choice he made.
We lost a genius. Rest in peace, my friend.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And last night, Jimmy Kimmel did a NBA
finals special, I guess they called it. And he did his thing, the mean tweets, where he has the celebrities read mean tweets about them from, you know, other Twitter trolls. And so he did an NBA version with Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Dikembe Mutombo. It was pretty funny. Here we go.
Magic Johnson looks like a bald, black John Travolta.
Shaq is a fat-ass old man that your mother loves very dearly.
Have you ever been downloading something online and halfway through it just froze and couldn't go anywhere? Think Steph Curry's puberty.
I'm not sure that's good. You, DeAndre Jordan, you can suck a million per second and yourself until you die, you piece of butt. I just have a fun. That sound exactly like Dikembe Mutombo speaking in his native tongue.
There you go, there's your mic TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
The latest episode of Game of Thrones will air on HBO on Sunday. And then, if you wait a day, you'll be able to watch the sex scenes from the episode on porn sharing sites like Pornhub, because pretty much every sex scene and every scene with nudity from every season has wound up on there. HBO, of course, is not happy about this, and they have taken legal action to get the scenes removed from the Pornhub server. Unfortunately for the Game of Thrones producers, the internet is huge, Pornhub is huge, and there have been a lot of sex and nudity scenes in the show. Seems like they're fighting an uphill battle. This is a prickly situation. And I'm pretty sure that attorneys will just bang away at it until it's fixed. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Don't welcome us. Nobody else said thank you.
Listen, I'm not proud of it, but it's my job. And it was 5 in the morning. What
no, it was really good.
All right, so today we're all about the hot dog. You guys have been voting. go from that to hot dog.
You're the segue king. Continue.
That one was beyond you. Yeah. So, UP. That's really very funny. And I didn't even realize it. Too good. So with Memorial Day, we started talking about hot dogs this week. The phones blew up. How do you like your hot dog? And some people, like Mikey, he like takes up like ketchup does not belong on a hot dog. He won't allow anybody to eat the hot dog. They want to eat it. So you have been voting, texting your favorite condiment. We have the top ones from like 10 to 1. So at 8:35, if you want to be around, because we're going to Facebook Live this, Josh the Fleeganator is going to be dressed as a hot dog. Mm-hmm. And he's going to name the list. And as he names each condiment, we're going to throw a bucket of it on him.
Yes, we will Facebook Live this.
Yeah. So Josh, which is a stoutly man, dressed as a hot dog, being pelted with condiments.
Does he get to go home after this, or he has to stay at work covered in this crap?
No, I negotiated with him every morning when I order my breakfast.
Yeah.
I get him a bagel and cream cheese. I've had to double that up and guarantee bagel and cream cheese each day for him.
That's very nice of you.
And that was all it took. Was that?
And speaking of hot dogs, Mark, I posted this on Mark in the Morning Facebook because it was too cute and too funny. There's a picture of a dance class of little girls, and everything I'm about to read is exactly what the picture is. It says, "It was Princess Day at dance class, and one little girl came as a hot dog, and I have never admired somebody more." So it's all these little girls in princess outfits and one girl dressed as a hot dog. It's on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
So we have a text poll going. How do you like your hot dog? Grilled or boiled? So all they do is grilled to 21003 or boiled to 21003. Based on what I see in New York when I'm walking the streets, boiled wins.
I guess you're right. I never thought about it.
Yeah. Look, on every corner, and Matthew and I will go walking and we'll eat whatever we walk up on. I wanted a New York street hot dog, but every single place was boiled.
Right.
Boiled. And I finally found a grilled one. So it's going to be interesting to see. So 21003, how do you like your hot dog? Grilled to 21003 or boiled to 21003?
My coat of many.
You're about to discover the ugliest color in the world. Color therapy has been proven to alter moods, improve anxiety, and promote sleep and relaxation. The Australian government is hoping that the ugliest color can be used to deter people from smoking cigarettes. Australian officials hired researchers to determine the ugliest color, and they have designated opaque couche, which is a brownish-green color in the Pantone color library, as the most visually offensive. The government, down under, is now requiring all smoking packaging and materials to be sold in this crap-like color in the hopes that the unappealing shade will make people less likely to buy cigarettes.
Okay, I'm looking at it, and I'll put it up right now, Facebook, Mark in the Morning Facebook. It is poop color. That's exactly what it is. That's why people don't like it. It is the color of...
crap.
Yes, maybe, you know what, I won't go any further. I won't describe what I think you probably ate to make this, but this is a terrible color.
The world is trending, and Gina watches it for you so you don't have to.
Thank you. Well, the Gorilla World exhibit at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden will reopen Tuesday in Ohio with a taller barrier around the gorilla enclosure after a boy fell in last weekend. Officials released Prince's autopsy yesterday, and the verdict is that he died of an opioid overdose from fentanyl. And here's what's trending in sports. The Cubs beat the Dodgers yesterday, 7-2. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. But first, the police. This is Mark in the Morning.
So we are joined now by Carl Palmer. Carl was the former drummer of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning to you.
Now, because of my friend Mark Bonilla, who you may know, I got to know lightly, but I got to know Keith Emerson. And
right.
His passing.
I've never met Mark Bonilla. I only know the name, just to correct you on that. I've never actually met Mark.
Yeah, Keith and Mark were working together for, I guess, the last decade. And Keith's passing must have been horrible for you to deal with.
I think it was, it was tragic. It was, for the family, it was absolutely devastating, yes.
And, and the way, because it was reported that it was due to cyberbullying.
I'm not too sure where you got that from, but if you've heard something I haven't, that's great. But cyberbullying, that's a first for me.
Now, Carl was putting together a show initially to celebrate his 50th year in music, but with Keith's passing, the focus and name of the tour was changed to Remembering Keith, the Music of Emerson, Lake and Palmer Tour. Tell us a bit about the show.
Well, I decided that, Keith and I, first of all, were going to play together this year. He was going to Japan in May with his group, and he'd made several announcements on YouTube, which you might have seen, saying he was playing in Japan for that period, I think about 10 days. On his return, we were going to look at the schedule which I'd put together for this tour, and he was going to pick a day that he was going to come out and play two or three tunes. For sure, he would have played a couple, and that's where we left it. So, obviously, that's not going to happen now. I decided that my tour was already booked. I'd better change the name of it, and I'd try and do something to, for the family, because I'm still very close to his family, to his two sons. The tour that we have at the moment... Basically, I've managed to put together one show in Miami, Florida at the Olympia Theater on the 24th of June. I've got people like Steve Hackett coming in to play guitar, Mike Stein from Vanilla Fudge. I've got a choir. I've got a contemporary dance group. So it's going to be quite an interesting show, but I decided to dedicate the whole tour to Keith, and that's what we're doing, really. There's one specific show which will have guests, and that's where we are at the moment. I've
if you just
an album for this tour, which we've just done it ourselves, and this album is dedicated to Keith. We've got the very last picture that Keith and I had taken together. That's on the CD cover, and the track listing on that CD. There's some pieces that Keith sort of made famous here in America with his group The Nice. There's a piece called America, for example, which written by Leonard Bernstein, as you well know. And there's the full-length version of Trilogy on there. So I managed to put this album together quite quickly. I've dedicated that album to him as well. So I'm just trying to sort of, pay him back for all the great times that we had together and all the great music that he wrote that I played on. And that's what the tour's all about. It's just very sad that, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to join me for this date that we talked about. Mm. We didn't want to do a tour together as far as playing every night. He wanted to do something where he'd just come in and guest. And so I said, that's fine by me. You know, I realised that him and I playing would be a bit strange if Greg wasn't there. So just to come in and play the odd concert here and there throughout the tour would have worked really well. And that's what he wanted to do, and that was fine for me. But as we say, as you know, it's not going to happen now. But the tour is, which is the most important thing.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with the former drummer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Carl Palmer. If you're interested in seeing Remembering Keith, the music of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, they'll be Friday, July 8th at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills and Saturday, July 9th at the Rock Yard Casino in Indio. For other information, go to carlpalmer.com. Carl, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much indeed.
Talk to you soon. Here's a shocker. Guys like to make the financial decisions in the household.
You make me feel very unwifely, McNaughton. Go barbecue.
I still say don't serve your awful coffee with my steak. Oh.
A new survey found that men and women tend to think differently about financial decisions. It seems that, shocker, men like to be in charge, especially the older men. Only 46% of surveyed men 50 or older said that they shared financial decisions with their spouse. Mm. The survey also found that men tend to focus on earning more money while women focus on expenses.
Interesting. Now, yeah, that sounds like something I've heard before.
Well, in our house, obviously Linda and I can, you know, purchase whatever we'd like to purchase as long as it's... But if it's a big ticket item, it will be discussed.
Right, but you also have to give all of your money to Linda and she dispenses it back to you as she sees fit.
Well, Matthew makes fun because Linda and I bet each other all the time, like with a 20.
Right.
And it drives Matt nuts because he goes, the money comes from the same pocket. It doesn't make any sense. Good God. All right. So Skeeter is down here.
Good
my
morning.
My wife of 34 years. Skeeter's down here. And Vicky and Bob, listeners, reached out. They wanted an anniversary chicken.
Do we tailor to people's requests? I guess
well,
we do.
The chicken only knows one song.
Right.
Right.
So in thought of that, we're just going to do it, and then we'll throw it to Vicky and Bob. They're celebrating this weekend their 34th anniversary.
Wow. Woohoo!
All right, here we go. And that's where we are, right? This year?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Vicky and Bob.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Sorry.
Vicky and Bob.
Yay! Happy anniversary!
All right, so this is going to be a nightmare, but it's got to be done. This house that we bought was apparently put together. The roof was put up by chimps. We had massive leaks that were coming into water, gushing into the house.
Oh,
so we called a roofing company. They came, and these guys are huge. They've been doing it since like 50 years. started with the granddad, then the dad, and now the guy that's running it. So he comes. He looks at the roof and then he comes down to us and he goes, I have never seen shoddier work than what I've looking at. There are areas where they just didn't finish it.
Oy.
There's holes. He said, so we're currently doing the South Carolina Capitol building.
Oh.
Once we finish that, I can come back and do the roof. But he fixed the holes and then they're going to come next week and begin the process of putting a whole brand new roof on the house.
Yes. Oh,
here's,
for
here's
free?
The night. Boy.
Oh, I wish.
You know what? It's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Those of you that have put on new roofs, you know where I'm coming from. But they come next week, and they're going to put scaffolding all around the house.
Oh.
You've seen buildings that are being worked on.
Yeah.
You can't even see the building.
Oh, God.
And so scaffolding will be everywhere beginning Tuesday of next week.
And how long is this supposed to take? And add 2 weeks?
Six weeks.
Oh, God, this is going to be such an eyesore. I'm so sorry for Rusty.
Hey, it's what it is.
Are you going to be able to access everything, get in, out, yard? And
We're going to be relegated to one garage. So we have to take a car out and park it on the street.
This is going to be the worst for you.
Yeah, guys. I mean, I guess they'll leave areas where we can get through the scaffolding, but that's coming in my world. By the way, this was kind of strange. We're walking out of our grocery store, which is Harris Teeter, and we're both walking to the car, and I hear Mark Thompson. I turn around, and a guy is walking toward me, and his wife is walking behind him, and she's saying, "I told him not to bother you." These people walk up. They used to live in L.A. Their son had a girlfriend, and they moved to North Carolina. The relationship that the son had fizzled, and he went back to California, but they stayed.
Oh, wow.
It was weird to be recognized standing in the parking lot of my grocery store.
It was awesome.
You can't go anywhere.
I loved every minute of it. So, honey, are you excited about tonight?
Yes. What's going on?
Tonight is All In with Cam Newton.
Oh,
starting
on Nickelodeon.
Tonight on Nickelodeon.
He was shooting this television show when he jumped the fence and played football with those kids. You remember seeing that
video?
You're
talking about Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton.
Right.
Hot stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know. I think he's so big, you don't even have to qualify.
Oh, all right.
When he had his car wreck.
Yeah.
Local television went completely live from the scene. They cut all shows and went straight to that.
Oh, wow. Well, God forbid something happened to the quarterback.
Now, I want to have you save two dates. And I really do. If you love this show, there are two dates that you're going to want to make sure you clear on your schedule. Those two dates are July 23rd, especially if you live in Orange County. During the day, July 23rd. Once we've got it put together, I'll let you know what it is. So July 23rd, Saturday, during the day. And then the other one is December the 10th. That is also a Saturday night. Save the dates on both of those. Okay. When I was at the airport, I was interested. I saw the new Playboy. And as you know, the Playboy, they're not putting naked photographs in anymore.
Right.
So out of interest, I bought it.
Y'all, we're sitting in the airport, and Mark is trying to look at a Playboy.
But there's no nudity.
It doesn't matter. It still says Playboy all over the front of it.
She made me put it away.
I did.
So there's no centerfold?
Okay, so when I bought it, I was going to look at every page. The one knock that I will say that I saw is long articles, 10-page long. Mm. Who can read 10 pages of an article? I can't.
Well, they're calling everybody's bluff who always said, "I only read Playboy for the articles."
All right. So to answer your question, there is no full-on nudity.
Okay.
But there are some very sexy pictures. And yes, there is a fold-out.
Oh, is she clothed?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, in certain ways. Like, for example, one of them, she was naked, standing up with a towel wrapped around her, and you could see her butt.
Okay.
But that's not Playboy
right.
was.
Yeah, right.
I found the pictures to be very, very sexy.
Oh, they sound sexy. You're just not seeing full frontal anymore.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need that. So I would buy another one if I run up on it.
As long as you don't have to read.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sign a thing, but yeah, I would. A suspected drug dealer was stopped at the Mexican border and didn't do anything to help her case when she decided to punch the border agent's horse in the face. She turned over to the county sheriff's office and was charged with marijuana possession and animal cruelty.
This is not a funny story.
We
do not make
not
me laugh at this.
Well, we wouldn't be if it weren't for this. Now, let's talk this through. The Ghostbusters reboot was voted as the trailer, the most hated video on YouTube. The most hated. Mm-hmm. And Melissa McCarthy is basically trying to save it.
Reboot. reboot. It's not, I know it's weird that they said the 30 years ago, because in the movie, like, the first one didn't happen. It's just, it's that great story, but told totally differently. But it's the same thing of, it's four unlikely heroes, it's in New York City, ghosts are taking over. It's that same classic story, but it's not a 30 years later. I know the trailer said the 30 years later, which I didn't quite get myself.
Now, my deal with it is I saw the first Ghostbusters one time, never went back to see it again.
Really?
I liked it. Yeah. But for me to return to a movie over and over, I have to really love it.
Right.
So if the critics like the new one, and let's face facts, they got some of the funniest women in Hollywood.
Oh, top four, yeah.
If the critics like it, then I'll go.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I probably won't. Dan Aykroyd has defended the new female-led Ghostbusters, which has been getting some hate. On Facebook, the original Ghostbuster wrote, quote, "Apart from brilliant, genuine performances from the cast, both female and male, it has more laughs and more scares than the first two films combined. Plus, Bill Murray's in it." The reboot stars Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy. It opens July 15th.
It sounds like I'm going to have to check it out either way, because I love all those women and I love this movie. Some people say it's a gender thing, that people are going, oh, it's just a bunch of girls, screw that. And some people are saying, remember when there were rumors that they were going to remake Back to the Future with right. Justin Bieber as Marty McFly?
Good
people
God.
Just don't like reboots sometimes.
Yeah, look, Bridesmaids.
Great.
I had a block on that. I didn't want to go. And Amy made me go.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Agreed.
I don't care if it's male, female, or monkeys. If it's funny, I'm going to go.
I'm with you.
Call right now if you want to play 5 seconds for $10.
Yep.
Okay, fine. You call right now.
Yeah. A lot of scratch.
Everybody's talking about it. Call right now, 888-696-1003. This is Mark in the Morning.
$10.
Big deal.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to, let's go here. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
Okay, so how old are you, Corey?
I'm 34.
34. Wow, you married?
No, I have a fabulous long-term boyfriend. We've been together 4 years.
Do you have any desire to get married?
At some point, yeah. Maybe.
Now, at 34, how are your lady bits? Are they still working pretty good?
Of course they're working. Don't answer that. Mark, they're working.
We don't know that. Are they working pretty good, Corey?
Lady never sells.
That's a yes, and she's too polite for your dumbass.
Yeah, but the sluts do, and I was hoping for that. So you know how this works, right, Corey?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. I haven't even decided. Okay, I'll do this one. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you get $10, which is crazy, because yesterday it was $5. Do you see how it works? If you answer it incorrectly, then Monday will be $15.
Yes.
So your dumbass understands this.
Well, seeing as how I teach children for a living, I don't think I'm a dumbass.
What grade do you teach?
I work with second and third graders.
That is the best. They don't stink yet. They don't smart mouth.
Some of them do, but they can hold their own sometimes.
They get dealt with, I'm sure.
I would have to think that your job satisfaction is pretty strong.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for doing that. Nobody wants to teach a bunch of brats, but I'm glad you found employment. All right. Here we go, Corey. I'm going to ask you this question. If you get it, you get $10. Hang on. Let me go. Okay. What legendary baseball movie was adapted from the novel Shoeless Joe?
Fred. I can't think of it right now. It's got Kevin Costner in it.
Yeah, it does.
Dang it.
There's three words. One of them is
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. That was a lot more than 5 seconds, so you get zero. You get goose egg, you get nothing, and you like it.
Darn it. Well,
so Corey, why do you listen?
Talking with you, though.
Well, why do you listen to Mark in the Morning?
Uh-oh.
Hard question?
Five, four, three.
Corey, why do you listen to Mark in the Morning?
It's just a great way to wake up. My boyfriend and I are actually... Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're right here. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, we lost connection. All right, great talking to you, Corey. And again, you get nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. We are now joined by senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes, Gray Drake, to tell us what she thinks of the new movies that are out this weekend. And she has seen all three and done interviews for two. Good morning, Gray.
Good morning.
So we have limited time. Let's move through. What about pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping?
Ooh, guys, this one stars the Lonely Island folks, including Andy Samberg, but not limited to, and is a mockumentary about a trio called the Style Boys that break up because one of their members is just too popular. And he is releasing his second album. It's not going great. And I'll tell you what, are you guys a fan of the Lonely Island's music?
Love it.
This movie is every bit as funny as their record.
Oh, sweet.
Dude.
It's awesome. The Never Stop, Never Stopping refers to the laugh. You're welcome.
Look, Adam Sandberg made me laugh twice hysterically. First of all, the Saturday Night Live skit, Junk in the Box. And then the second... Gina, have you heard I'm on a Boat?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I got my flippy floppy.
Okay, you're at Kinko Straight making copies.
Dang, right, so, my girl got mad rhymes. It's 80% fresh, you guys. Oh, nice. Gotta see it.
All right, what about this crap, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
This one is called Out of the Shadows. And if you were a rational adult, even if you were a fan of the cartoon back in the day, I think you'll be saying Turtles. Go back in the shadows. Well, here's the thing. Your kids are going to love this movie. If you were a fan of the first, this one is better than the first one was. But that's not saying a whole lot, right? Because it's a movie about mutant turtles, and it's stupid, and the script, you know, they wasted no time. But they did spend a lot of money on effects. It looks incredible. And boy, I can say that I watched those turtles skateboard through the sewers like champs. Wow.
Tomato meter?
Rotten, 37%. But ooh, actually, to be fair, higher than the first one.
Now, I think this one's a tearjerker. What about Me Before You?
You are right about that. This one stars the Mother of Dragons, Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
You love her, Mark.
I do.
That's Callie from the Valley.
And two, but fair warning, no boobs in this movie.
Oh.
Aw, crap.
I know, bummer. But she's playing a caregiver to Sam Claflin from The Hunger Games, who is paralyzed in a wheelchair. Mm. He was a former extreme sports guy and, like, very successful in business, and now he's cranky and he's in a wheelchair, and he's dealing with Emilia Clarke, whose only job seems to be making tea and wearing adorable fuzzy sweaters.
Mm.
Yeah, not bad. You could do worse, but I'll tell you that this one it'll yank some tears out of your face. It just doesn't hit on all six cylinders. There are really interesting parts of the movie that relate to the character's paralysis. Just not fully fleshed out enough. Like, I was waiting to, like, just have for snot to be dripping down my face in the most attractive of ways. And it didn't.
Tomato meter?
This one is fluctuating between fresh and rotten. It's in the 50s right now, changing by the second.
This lady is senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. She is Gray Drake. Gray, thank you as always for the time.
I'm going to go watch something that makes snot drip down my face. Bye.
Well, now it's all going to pot.
Jeez.
Sorry. I spit on the screen.
Yeah.
So we welcome, if you are a collector of records, we're about to speak to a man that is, he defies the laws. He has more knowledge in his head about collectible records. And frankly, I'm uncomfortable with it because of this. We welcome in Mighty John. Good morning, Mighty John.
Why, thank you, I think.
All right, so Mighty John, I know this doesn't deal with you because you're a record collector, but I wanted to tell a quick story of something that I regret. After my father passed away, I had basically an afternoon to go through the house that I grew up in, go through everything there, take what I wanted, pack it, and ship it, and then the rest would be sold at auction. Mm-hmm. My father saved every single original Life magazine. He put it in a plastic folder, stacked them up. We're talking about original Life magazines from 56 with Elvis on the cover, 64 with the Beatles on the cover.
He was a legitimate collector.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he was doing this for a reason. Pristine shape, never were read. He bought them, put them in the plastic, and I threw them out.
Oh, God.
I have no idea what those would be worth, but I would have to think money. An original release, and I threw them out. All right.
That's tough to hear.
A lot of people say that about their records after they hear me on the radio.
Yeah.
Now, Mighty John, real quickly, and I know you've told it before, but for somebody who's first listening, please tell your Elvis record story. It's the best.
Well, I was at a yard sale. I'm in Maine. I was at a yard sale in New Hampshire and looking for records, and some lady ahead of me picked up an album, and she didn't want it, and it was a Supremes album, and I picked that one up. And then another lady right next to her was looking at some Elvis 45s, and she didn't grab them, so I went and grabbed it. I was with another collector, and they had a quarter on the label. And my collector friend says to me, see if they'll ask them if they'll take a dime. And so I did, and then I sold it for $1,300. And I hate to tell that story because I feel so guilty.
Hey, but you haven't revealed. Tell us where the yard sale was, you bad, evil person.
Well, it was a churchyard sale. But I didn't want to mention that because it makes it look even worse.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. You're going to burn in hell.
Yeah. Now I'm depressed.
So he goes to a churchyard sale. He doesn't want to pay the quarter. He knows what he's holding. So he gets him down to a dime and then sells it the next day for $1,300.
Wow, John.
I was mentioning the other lady picked up a Supremes album that was next to me. But inside, somebody had put a Kenny Rogers record. So she put it down, not realizing the cover was where the value was. And I picked it up immediately. And she said, you know, there's a Kenny Rogers record inside there. And I said, I love Kenny Rogers.
how much was that worth?
That was worth $1,000.
Church.
Yeah.
All right. Burn in hell, John. All right, Mighty John. Now, this guy is a record collector, and if you have records that you think are worth money, you can go to moneymusic.com, and he will tell you how much it's worth. But now he's got a list of the 10 big money records to look for at yard sales. Each of these are worth $500 or more. Go, John.
All right, number 10 on our list, Simon and Garfunkel put out an album called Bookends, the value for the mono copy up to $500. The Beatles, 45, Please Me, with its picture sleeve. Those picture sleeves on the 45s are always worth more than the record, in this case, $500. Grateful Dead, 45, Dark Star, with its picture sleeve up to $600.
What did the Grateful Dead fan say when he ran out of pot? Jesus, this music sucks.
Always a classic.
Oh, I remember that one. Elvis, always collectible. He had a soundtrack from a movie called It Happened at the World's Fair. The value depends on the color of the label on the record. If it's black or tan, you're up to about $40. But if the label is orange, up to $1,000.
Damn.
Look for the Supremes, not only their first album, but their first 45, I Want a Guy, up to $1,000. Michael Jackson, Someone in the Dark, up to, this is a 45 from E.T., up to $1,500.
Wow.
Billy Joel, The Stranger album from 1980, mono copy, up to $2,000. Rolling Stones, I Don't Want to Be Your Beast of Burden, but I Want That Picture Sleeve. It's up to $3,500.
Wow.
Ronettes, one of the great girl groups of the history of rock and roll, had a 45, Walking in the Rain, colored vinyl 45, $3,500. And the big one to look for this month, because he's back out on tour, Paul McCartney, the album Ram, mono copy, up to $5,000.
Now, again, if you have records that you think are worth money, then you can go to moneymusic.com and find out if you've got something worth something. Mighty John, always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for depressing me, Mark. Now I'm going to go to confession.
Hey, call me from hell, okay?
Okay.
We'll see you, Mighty John.
Take care.
All right, so a couple of things. Now, one, you have been texting all week your favorite hot dog condiment, and we now have a tally. And I think you may want to be around for this because I'm a fan of stupid. You all know that. Josh the Fleeganator at 8:35. Josh the Fleeganator is going to put on a hot dog costume and he will reel off each of the condiments that you voted on 10-1. And as he names the condiment, he is going to be dumped with a bucket of that condiment onto his hot dog suit. We will Facebook Live that. So be here for that 8:35. It should be just stupid, stupid fun. Also, we're doing a poll. How do you like your hot dogs cooked? Grilled or boiled? Now, I think that the boiled are getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, they are. It's, all right, so, it's some slaughter.
All right, so you text, if it's grilled, text grill to 21003. And if it's boiled, text that to 21003. Trending never stops. While you sleep, it's trending. You hate it. You don't want to watch it. Gina watches it for you.
That's the best intro ever. Well, a pair of polls show the race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tightening for the June 7th California Democratic. Mark, dude, can you sit down and pull your pants up so I can finish the news?
I thought you wanted
to. No. Don't put your hand in there.
All right.
For the Democratic presidential primary, better hurry and try and get those tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway ASAP, as the creator and star of the show, Lin-Manuel Miranda, is scheduled to leave on July 9th. Mark, this is for you. Katie, close your ears. Mark, get ready to pony up some big bucks because you have a chance to buy the Full House in San Francisco.
I heard about this.
Yep, the home was the exterior of the hit show. It is up for sale for a cool $4 million. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we speak with Donald Trump, but first, the Stones. This is Mark in the Morning.
Stones, man.
Pull your pants up.
And now, five reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
Now, in the category of something you might not have known, Mott the Hoople's lead singer is Ian Hunter. He's 77 today.
Wow.
Now, Ian wrote the song that we know from Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
What?
Yeah, that's his song.
Really?
And he recorded it, but it wasn't a hit. He kind of is pissed about it.
Well, I mean, to me, it's confusing. I mean, I was on Columbia with that single, and I was on Chrysalis with that single, and neither of those labels saw fits. I really can't be a judge of what Great White do. I don't know them. I'm grateful they did it for obvious reasons, because it sold 3.5 million. Obviously, there's a part of me, I mean, I know we do it extremely well. I just wish it had been us instead of them.
All right.
Wait a second. Can we just call it square, Ian, since David Bowie gave you all the young dudes and you did pretty well with that? Let's just call it even.
All right, so we'll have a battle. First, Great White, the version that you know. You pick the one you like.
Well, it sounds getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over God's world. You can remember when you got your last meal and you don't know just how a woman feels. You didn't know.
And now, his original version that was released as a single and did nothing.
It lacks fun.
Yeah.
And I had the Great White single cassette, so I'm a little partial. Definitely Great White.
Two.
It's really so stupid.
Happy birthday. Anderson Cooper is 49 today. Who is his famous mother?
Gloria Vanderbilt.
That is correct. Now, I told you that I saw Anderson Cooper on Live with Kelly.
Right.
He stated publicly yesterday that he wants the job. He wants to do it.
Really?
Now, here's the question.
I just gotta let it out. This
is him losing it on the air.
So, they have already made it Live with Kelly.
Yeah.
They've already made new logos, coffee mugs. If Anderson Cooper did it, will it remain Live with Kelly? But it can't, because listen to what the name of the show would be. Kelly and Cooper. That just sings, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Unless she's playing hardball and says, Live with Kelly, featuring Anderson Cooper.
Shut up, Kelly.
3.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
It was on this day in 1976, this song goes gold.
From reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
And not to rant about it, but I find it ridiculous that Queen still does shows named Queen. Mm. Freddie Mercury made that band. He was a genius.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
4.
It was on this day in 1972, the Eagles had their first hit. What was it?
I'm sorry, Danny was playing with a phallic symbol and I got distracted.
It was on this day in 1972, the Eagles had their first hit. What was it?
72? I'm taking a shot in the dark. Take it easy.
That is correct.
Yes! Did it again, Grad.
And?
5.
It was on this day back in 1970, Ray Davies flies from New York to London to re-record one word in the Kinks' Lola. Due to a BBC policy barring commercial references in songs, Coca-Cola has to be sung as Cherry Cola in order to receive airplay.
Yeah.
All right, I have been waiting 2 days to try and get... What were y'all doing in the middle of Three Reasons?
Sorry, I had an
impulse. What were you doing?
I had an impulse control problem. I didn't think anyone was looking, and I apologize. We have...
Oh, God.
We have dolls in the room, and I did something to it, and I didn't think Mikey was going to notice. I'm sorry.
All right, I have been trying 3 days to get this in. Listen to this story.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
If you're ever going to choke on food, you can't get any luckier than this woman. 87-year-old Patty Reese of Ohio is lucky to be alive after choking on a piece of hamburger. Fortunately, she happened to be eating her meal near Dr. Henry Heimlich. Yes, the Dr. Heimlich, the 96-year-old former surgeon who is credited with inventing the life-saving maneuver that bears his name. Seeing that the elderly woman was choking, Dr. Heimlich got out of his seat and performed his maneuver for the very first time in his life.
What?
He had never done it. The doctor, although he has demonstrated it many times over the years, he had never had the opportunity to actually do it on a real person.
Wow.
He clearly knew what he was doing as he was able to save the woman. Obviously, he didn't need to look at the choking poster. Heimlich said, quote, after 3 compressions, the piece of meat came out. And she just started breathing. Her whole face changed. It sort of felt wonderful about it, just having saved that girl. The woman said she wrote him a thank you letter saying, God put me in that seat next to you, Dr. Heimlich, because I was gone. I couldn't breathe at all.
Wow.
Thank you for my life.
You know, that had to be very satisfying for him. Once before he dies, he gets to use the maneuver he invented.
96. I didn't even know the dude was alive, and he had never performed it.
God love him.
Three Reasons Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by my friends and buddies at Bristol Farms, your extraordinary food store, keeping it local since 1982. So Donald Trump is receiving a lot of criticism over Trump University, with many folks calling the school a scam. We have Donald on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Donald.
Yes, it's a huge honor to talk to me. And look, the allegations that Trump University is anything but a fine institution of higher learning are malarkey. They're malarkey.
Well, I don't know, Donald. Hillary made a few compelling points against the school, and
you know what? I'm going to go ahead and stop those words from spewing out of your face hole for a second, and I'm going to read you these letters I've received from Trump University alumni, okay? Success stories, Mark. How about this one? Dear Mr. Trump, the education I received at Trump University was top-notch. Everybody in my workplace is impressed with my intelligence. Yes, I'm the smartest guy in the Container Store stockroom, and I thank you. Signed, Garrett Fleffner. Wow. Just melts my heart.
Yeah, but that doesn't really sound like he applied his degree toward a career. In fact, it seems
to
me...
I'm going to karate chop those words flying out of your talkie cavern for a moment and read another letter, okay? Here we go. Dear Donald Trump, thank you for what you did for me. I learned so much, especially about science and nature. You should see how quickly I can start a fire in a barrel for me and my fellow toothless, bearded transients to gather around on cold nights. Yours truly, Chalmer Peanut Wickets III. Amazing. See? Amazing. The education you get at Trump U is key to survival in this cruel world, Mark. Just ask Chalmer.
But that guy's homeless, Donald. A degree from your school can't even keep people off the streets. How could you possibly...
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and roundhouse kick that jibber-jabber exiting your word factory for a second and read another letter. Dear mister, I go for school and get learning for smarts. You give smarts on my brain and now me happy smiley time. I'm hungry now, but I can't eat the smarts, so now I have food. Okay, bye for now. Bye-bye. Okay, goodbye. Love always and a lot. Bippy Lindentum, a.k.a. B-Money. P.S. And it's just a bunch of hearts and stick figures getting it on with another stick figure. With huge boobies, too. Wow. Huge.
All right, Donald, this is clearly enough. Not only is your school totally illegitimate, it sounds like people are actually dumber than they were before they enrolled. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm ashamed of nothing. Nothing. And once I read you this last letter, you're going to eat your words, Mark. You'll eat them good.
Fine. Let's hear it.
All right, great. Here we go. Oh, wait. This one's just one of those construction paper hand turkeys and a note that says, for Trump, with the letter 4. Must have been an art major.
Goodbye, Donald.
You can major in art, you know. Enrollment for fall classes starts soon, folks.
Thank you, Donald.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Just ask Chalmer.
This next batch of stories are the hottest going right now.
I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay.
All right, I want to go back to that. Blame a clash in styles on the Twitter Taylor Swift Calvin Harris split.
I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say.
So after 15 months, Calvin Harris told Taylor Swift that he had had enough. A source revealed to People magazine, quote, Calvin is a super chill guy. He just doesn't like her hoopla. He hated to have cameras in his face. He is a very private person. In other words, he's an introvert who spent 15 months in an extrovert's world. He became emotionally drained with her perfectionism. She was always preening with her glam squad for the paparazzi walks and fronting for Instagram. Calvin deserves credit. He endured 15 months of her lifestyle when all her other boyfriends hit the door after 3 months. Taylor Swift is sort of like Disneyland. It's the happiest place on earth to visit. But behind the scenes at the Swift publicity machine, it's around-the-clock hard labor to keep up the facade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I completely get it. You can't, none of us can imagine what that must be like on the inside of that.
Yeah.
You can't go to the store without paparazzi, nothing. It had to be a zoo.
Yeah, and you can't blame her. If she knows they're going to show up, you might as well put some lipstick on. It's not her fault. She's a superstar.
Hey, but Taylor, listen. I mean, let's hear it again.
I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say.
No, Taylor, that's not what people say. That's what's happening. I just wanted you to be clear with this.
Very astute, Mark.
All right, I'll just tell this. This is my favorite story of the entire day. A dad is driving his kid, who's, I think, 4. He's driving him around. The dad, according to the kid, runs a red light.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the 4-year-old do? He calls 911 to report his father.
What?
The genius of this is how the dispatcher that the kid is talking to handles it. Here it is.
911, it's not your quarter. What's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Yeah?
My daddy went past a red light. He has a black truck. And it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car.
Yeah?
And then,
And what happened?
And he had to go to the car wash, and then he went past the red light.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Is he home right now?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Quincy Police.
Oh, no. I'm just going to apologize. That's my 5-year-old son.
Just want to let us know you ran a red light.
Oh, no. I apologize.
No problem. As long as everything's all set.
Yeah, no, we're good. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Very good.
Doesn't this kid know that snitches get stitches? What's he doing ratting on his dad?
I love that too much. I hope he keeps on calling 911 for God's sake. All right. In the category of what? Amber Heard has accused Johnny Depp of several abusive incidences and has shared photos of her injuries and text messages proving the abuse. But despite her claims, she says she does not want to file a police report against him. Heard's attorney had stated that she would file a police report, but now sources close to her say that she doesn't want to do that because she, quote, doesn't want to bury him. She knows that it would lead to an arrest and a prosecution, and Heard doesn't want to do that to him.
Hmm.
And then this, Johnny Depp's assistant is calling BS on those texts in which he allegedly apologized to Amber Heard for the star's violent behavior. Steven Dieters tells TMZ that texts were heavily doctored and that he is willing to testify under oath that he never talked with the actress about any incident of domestic violence. Earlier yesterday, Entertainment Tonight published the leaked texts, which were reportedly sent in May 2014 before Johnny and Amber got married. In one message, Steven allegedly writes, quote, "He's incredibly apologetic, Amber, and he knows that he has done wrong. He wants to get better now. He's been very explicit about this morning. I feel like we're at a crucial juncture here." Amber allegedly responds, quote, "Yes, but I don't know how to be around him after what he did to me yesterday. I don't know if I can stay with him." But this guy is saying, never happened.
Yeah, more of the text said something about Johnny Depp kicking her in some sort of a blackout, you know, some sort of a drunken blackout, and him saying, you know, he really didn't mean it. He doesn't even remember. He's mortified. And then she said something like, well, what about when it happened in Paris and Ibiza and London? So it was pretty incriminating. And now he's saying, wait a second, what? I didn't say that. So I think we all need to hold our judgment on this one because it just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Look, and this is just an alleged scenario. She's made all these acts. She's even said, I've got video that proves it. So now she says, I don't want to file charges. It'll embarrass him. If I were Johnny Depp and if I were innocent, I would say, nope, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I have already been tarnished. Proceed.
Yeah.
Let's see the proof because you don't have any. So maybe that's why she's pulling out.
Yeah, that's possible. But did you think it would go this far? And it's going to go farther.
It's going to get the moment that I saw her saying these things, I knew we had a soap opera that is going to go for months. Gina, man yourself with your script. Kids these days, they're spoiled, Gina.
Oh, not like when you were not like when you were a kid back in the early 1900s. Back in kid early. Sorry. So sorry.
They think it's not a good summer unless they get to go to the Disneyland Resort, and you know what?
What?
They're right.
We have family four packs of one day, one park tickets to give away at 8 a.m. all this week, and we'll have one more four pack to give away on Monday. Also, later today, for our L.A. listeners who are 18 and older, Uncle Joe will have more tickets to give away at 1 p.m.
Jackie, let's take caller number 5 at 888-696-1003. Today, when you win, I want you to laugh like Vincent Price in the Haunted Mansion. Mikey, play the clip of Vincent laughing.
Mark, actually, I have a... we're going to get calls. Vincent Price didn't do the Haunted Mansion, just to be technical.
All right, Gina, do the plug.
Oh, sorry. The Diamond Celebration is almost over at Disneyland Resort. Get there this summer to take it all in and see Frozen live at the Hyperion, too.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mary, laugh like Vincent Price.
Oh, that's like a...
The Sal, laugh like Vincent Price. Not bad at all. Tim, laugh like Vincent Price.
That's really good.
Very good. Greg, hang on. Oh. All right, Jackie and I keep putting it on hold and then putting it back on the air.
Let me do it.
All right, I just did it. Greg, laugh like Vincent Price. Victor, laugh like Vincent Price.
That's like Goofy Price.
Yeah, that had some Goofy in it. No question about it. Victor, you have won a family 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland Resort.
Okay. I think that's his real laugh.
We have more tickets today at 1 o'clock with Uncle Joe. Coming up, Todd gives us the latest in sports. Golden State pulled out a win.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Mr. Donahoe Sports is brought to you by our friends and buddies at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. So, Todd, Golden State squeezes out the first win.
And in a shocking way, Mark, I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this. If Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shoot the ball well, then Golden State wins. Well, last night, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson played their worst games ever together. They combined for only 20 points. Curry, 11 points. Thompson, 9 points. They were 4 of 15 and 4 of 12 from the floor. And they still beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers 104-89 to lead that series 1-0. Game 2 is going to be on Sunday. Now, in baseball, we've got the Dodgers losing the Cubs 7-2. The Cubs hit 4 home runs in that game. Yeah, Cubs take 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers. They are 37-15 on the season. They are for real. Madison Bumgarner, call him the Babe Ruth of pitchers. Yesterday, in his game against Atlanta, winning 6-0, he threw 11 strikeouts and he hit a home run. Now, Madison Bumgarner, a pitcher for the Giants, has 11 home runs in his last 190 at-bats. That's the same as Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. Wow. He's a pitcher, so he gets less at-bats, but he's knocking the ball out of the park.
Wow.
NFL news. I love this story. Denver wide receiver Cody Latimer involved in an alleged domestic disturbance incident with his girlfriend. Told police the girlfriend slapped him and assaulted him. In fact, he was wearing a GoPro camera to prove it.
Wow.
And so his girlfriend was arrested. He posted the $200 bail. He said it was about jealousy issues. But I wonder if there's going to be a day where we all wear GoPro or some kind of body cameras to see, it was him who did it to me, not the other way around. I mean, you know, the police are doing it now, and maybe everyday citizens will as well. Memorial Open Golf. Jason Day is at 5-under after 9 holes. Jordan Spieth at 2-under. Rory McIlroy 1-under. They tee off later this afternoon. Brendan Steele is the leader right now at 10-under. And Muhammad Ali hospitalized in Phoenix with a respiratory condition. He is in fair condition. That's it in sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Hey, have a great weekend. Head on out to Frontier Toyota. 0% APR on Camrys and Corollas. Remember, they don't close deals, they open relationships. Frontier Toyota.
So coming up this hour, we have a crazy great hour. At 20 minutes after 8, Chick on the Street, there's legislation they're trying to pass that says if you come up on a car where a dog is locked in there and it's hot, if this legislation passes, you can break the window and save the dog. Chick on the Street at 20 minutes after 8 is going to use 3 items to try to break the window of Josh's car. Then at 8:35, you've been texting and voting for your favorite hot dog condiment. Josh the Fleeganator is going to dress up in a hot dog outfit, list each of the top 10 condiments, and when he says it, we're going to douse him with the condiment.
Mark, did you see Josh bury a body at some point? Why does he continue to put himself in this position?
And then at 8:45, yesterday, Chick on the Street goes to Donald Trump's star to try to pay people to clean the doo-doo off of it. Facebook, Mark in the Morning Facebook, blew up. I have been called a liberal pig. Everybody gets that. And so we've gotten all, I mean, it was a war.
Yeah.
And we're going to read all of it for you involving a Facebook feud, and we're going to open the phones too.
when this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Andy Chandler wrote that and recorded it on his iPhone. So there is legislation that they're trying to pass that if you walk up on a car and a dog is locked in there and they're hassling, that if this bill passes, you can legally break the window and save the dog.
It's called the Right to Rescue Act.
So here's the thing. Breaking a car window is not as easy as you think it is. Katie is downstairs. By the way, we're using Josh's car to break the window. And then we're going to dump a bunch of stuff on Josh. This guy, he gets the MVP today.
Yeah.
So Katie has three items. She has a baseball. She has the heel of a shoe. And then she has a hammer. Oh, Katie, how you doing?
I'm shaking, but I'm excited to try this out.
All right, so start out with the baseball.
All righty. Thank you, Josh. All righty. So I have the baseball and first attempt.
Okay. You're going to have to bang it, Katie.
I was just knocking to make sure no one was inside.
This is on Facebook Live right now on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Oh, by the way, we have Josh's cell phone inside the car turned on.
Now what that is.
Is anything happening, Katie?
No!
She's
right.
Trying.
All right, get the heel of the shoe.
Okay. Heel of the shoe. Ready? Go!
Did it... Really whack it, Katie.
I am giving it!
Any breaks?
No, it's just scuffing it.
The dog is dying, Katie.
Damn.
Save it.
Okay, I don't.
It's a sturdy window.
Oh man.
Katie gave it that karate.
I don't think the shoe would work.
All right, let's go to the hammer.
Okay.
All right, this has gotta work.
Here, Josh.
Should I do, which end should I do? This one? Okay.
That's what she said.
Okay. Oh, God, y'all. Okay. I just do it? Okay. All right, pup, I'm coming to save ya.
She's wearing puppy dog ears, by the way. Oh.
What? Why is it shattering? What the?
That sounds rough. No pun intended.
Okay.
Is it not breaking?
No!
All right.
Josh Katie. Might have to break his own window.
Katie.
What?
Go down to the lower left corner of the window and hit it right there.
Yeah, make sure
lower
you hit the window.
Left. Did I hit your car? No.
No, but that's really close.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Come on!
She's giving it all she's got.
Katie, the dog is dying.
Oh, my God.
The dog is dead.
Oh. You can still save him, Katie.
Come on, dog. How do people break into cars? I mean, this is almost impossible. And I am sweating so much. My goggles are fogging.
Okay, give it another good hard few whacks.
Okay, here we go.
All right, make sure you hit the glass.
Okay.
Oh.
Good one.
Trying to think of everybody I hate here. Here we go.
Oh.
If you just joined us, Katie is trying to break a car window with a hammer and it's not budging.
If we don't break the window, Josh can't get the window replaced and it is just messed up now.
I'd like to see Josh take a swing at this thing.
All right, Josh, save this dog.
Yes!
You did it! Arr! The dog is getting saved! Yay!
Oh, right. Man.
Now, coming up, Josh is now going to run up here, put on a hot dog outfit. He's going to list the condiments you love on hot dogs. And as he lists each one, we are going to douse him with that condiment. That is coming up. Let's take a look at what's trending. Here's Gina Gray.
Well, listener Martin, real fast, just emailed us a great tip from the last segment. He says, I think the first thing to try for the right to rescue a dog procedure is the door handle. It may be unlocked. So let's all start there. Okay, here we go. Well, the Gorilla World exhibit at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden will reopen with a taller barrier around the gorilla enclosure. Marines are now allowed to get tattoos as long as they don't go all the way down the arm like a sleeve and don't promote racism. Racism, sexism, or anything vulgar. And Prince's autopsy has come back to reveal that the star did die from an opioid overdose of fentanyl. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we're going to pelt Josh with your favorite hot dog condiments, and people are pissed at us. We'll tell you why in just a few minutes. But first, Greg Ken, this is Mark in the Morning.
When you bite into an Oscar Mayer hot dog, what do you taste? Diggity.
Hot diggity, dog diggity, boom, what you do to me?
Now, with Memorial Day this past Monday, it's been all about the hot dog. We asked you, what is your favorite condiment? And the phones exploded. So we wanted to know, because there was such a fight, we wanted to know, what is the top 10 list of things that you like on your hot dog? Josh the Fleeganator gets the MVP for today. He allowed Katie to bust his window. Now, and by the way, this is on Facebook Live. Josh is standing in front of us with a hot dog costume on. Josh is going to reveal the top 10 condiments in order, but we're going to begin with the odds and ends, the ones that didn't make the top 10.
Right.
And then as he says them, Katie is going to douse him with that condiment.
Yeah.
Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let me just throw out the honorable mentions first before we start off with the top 10.
All right.
All right. So we had pickles.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely.
Tomatoes.
No.
Avocado. Feces.
Who would?
That was actually Danny voted for feces. Nothing, which is just bread and meat. Disgusting. And Gina. Was a favorite topic for others. All right.
Put Gina on my hot dog.
Oh, my God.
All right, Katie, are you ready?
What a day for me. I'm ready.
Now, this is the top 10 hot dog condiments voted on by our listeners. It was a text poll all week. Josh, what is number 10?
Bacon!
All right. Ready?
Oh,
it's raw. It's so raw. No, close your mouth. Definitely close your mouth.
Get him in the face.
It is everywhere.
All right.
This is horrible.
What is number 9?
Number 9.
Mayo! Oh, my God, I'm gonna swell up. Okay, here. Oh, God, it's jiggling.
Oh,
I can't look.
Just get it on him.
I can't look. I gotta turn away.
In the face.
Oh! On the beard.
Katie's gonna puke.
In the face.
All right. What is number 8?
Jalapeno.
Danny finished off the mayonnaise on him.
He's being pelted with peppers right now, and they're sticking to the mayonnaise.
If you just joined us, Josh the Fleeganator is in a hot dog costume. We're pelting him with the condiments as he says. What is the number 7 condiment, Josh?
I've got so much schmeg on me, I can't even breathe.
Sauerkraut!
Okay, sauerkraut!
Oh, my.
Just throw it.
I love sauerkraut.
Yeah, Katie, just get it on him. Oh, God.
He's in a
baby
pool.
Josh is taking it. All right, Josh, what is number 6?
I got it. It is cheese.
Cheese.
Sprinkling down.
Hey, this is fun.
Yeah, Mark, because it's all over his goggles, Josh can no longer see, so I'll help him out.
All right, what is number 5, Gina?
Chili.
Oh, chili. This is going to be good. Throw it on him, Katie. Just get it on him.
Throw the plate. Oh, God.
What is the number 4 hot dog condiment?
I'm so sorry. Ketchup!
Oh!
All right, this is what's cool. There is a shower in Peter Burton's office. Josh, you're going to need it. What are we at, number three?
Relish!
Relish!
Oh, God. I'm going to throw up.
The stench in here is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What is number two?
Onions!
Onions!
She threw an entire onion at him?
They didn't
Good
dice
God.
It. They're just throwing whole onions at him.
All right, Gina, what is the number one hot dog condiment?
Mustard!
Yes!
They did it now! They got the tongue!
Josh, dude, I have to tell. Let's hear it for Josh, everybody.
Yes.
I mean, my God.
Yes, Josh. We love you. Will you please get out of here? You're making everyone sick.
I can't see. I need
what are we
going to
do
me.
With him?
It's so gross.
He's a hot dog monster.
I don't even know how we get him from here to Peter Burton's office.
I need a hose. Stack.
Wrap him in the tarp.
Bacon
God.
To the jugular.
You can hear the condiments falling off of him and splattering on the floor.
All right, Josh,
Good
now
Lord.
Bend down and eat all of that leftover.
My throat is quivering right now.
All right, coming up. Yesterday, we sent Chick on the Street out to go to Donald Trump's star and try to pay people to clean his star. Skeeter was the one that showed me this was happening. She said, have you seen what they're doing to you on Facebook Live? This is a segment you're not going to want to miss. Join us, and we'd like your opinion, too, at 888-696-1003. All right, so last night, Skeeter and I, my wife of 34 years, are sitting outside having some wine, and she says, have you seen Mark in the Morning Facebook? You are getting filleted. And she read them to me. And I said, great, I got to have that. So she emailed them to me. I printed those out. This morning, we're having our prior to the show meeting, and I told everybody what was happening. Dave immediately went to the Facebook, and he copied and pasted some of the comments that are going on. Here's basically what's happening. I'll talk you through. So yesterday, we sent Chick on the Street down to Donald Trump's star because it was in the news that people have been defacing it. They've been defecating on it, peeing on it, painting on it. They're thinking of taking it out. So we had her go down there and to see how much money people would take to get on their hands and knees and clean his star. Nobody did it. So we're now going to share with you actual comments from Mark in the Morning Facebook. And by the way, if you have a comment on this, I want it. 1-800
888. Forget the 1-800.
Sorry.
888-696-1003. That's 888-696-1003.
Live from Radio City in Hollywood, it's Facebook Feud. Starring Mark Thompson with Gina Grad.
So, again, these are actual comments from Mark in the Morning's Facebook concerning the situation. I like how the people on the Mark in the Morning show their bias daily. We all know that every single one on the show is a Hollyweird political correct liberal. I've been listening to Mark since the first day of Mark and Brian. I like him. But guess what, Mark? We don't have to agree with liberal politics. And doing a stunt like sending Katie to clean Trump's star on the Walk of Fame shows you guys suck. Just like Mikey. Aww. He is the worst whiny bitch on the show.
So true. And it's getting old. I also think that the station is trying too hard when they ask for our opinion on every song they play. Lastly, Prince is pop dance, not rock. Any song can have an electric guitar in it. It won't make it rock.
Don't drink the Hillary Kool-Aid, folks. Don't.
As much as you have the right to your political opinion, you also have the right to change the damn station. They're an entertaining morning radio show, not frickin' CNN. Hashtag don't like it. Leave it.
Yeah. An opinion on a radio personality isn't bitching. It's an opinion. Stop trolling to sound like you're some kind of tolerant humanitarian defender of the innocent. Hashtag give me a break.
all the dumbass liberal Democrat Californians would try to destroy Trump's star because they will not rest until the likes of Hillary or Bernie kill us once and for all. You liberals should clean it with your frickin' tongues.
I'm very disappointed in you, Mark, for selling out to the liberals and their effed up agenda of trashing Trump. Yes, I know your station is owned by a media giant that's liberal biased and doesn't care that this country is going to hell under liberal leadership. I'm just surprised that you don't give an S about our country.
There's no amount of money that I would take to clean Trump's star in the Walk of Fame, but I let my dog take a dump on him for free. Why does that man even have a star?
Because he's better than you, LOL.
Chick on the street should clean Trump's star for free, Mark. No one deserves the crap that liberals are dumping on America.
F Trump, F Hillary, tomorrow's my birthday. Any mature woman want to ride this bull? Private message me. Message me.
Way to stay on topic.
All right, now look. And again, if you have an opinion on this, 888-696-1003, let me talk you pigs down.
Oh.
I have never let anybody know politically where I stand for what I do for a living. That would be polarizing. If I came out and said, yay, Trump, well, all the Democrats are going to hate. So I don't do that. What I do, and maybe conservatives don't read, but I take topical items in the news and I try to have fun with them. For example, it has been in the news that Donald Trump's star has been defecated on, peed on, they spray paint it. They're thinking of taking it out. So we thought it might be fun to send Chick on the street down there and try to pay people to clean his star. And then you all get your panties in a wad and start bitching on Facebook. Don't get me wrong. I love it. As long as Donald Trump... Look, I don't have to make fun of Donald Trump. He does it himself. I just report it. You're blaming the me for that.
And the messenger. And if Hillary or Bernie or Gary Johnson or Chris Christie or anyone would say something remotely entertaining, we'd be able to do something with them.
Absolutely true. Look, if Hillary Clinton had a star and people were defacing it, Katie would be down there doing the exact damn thing, same damn thing. So that's all there is to it. It's just that. Mm. And it blew up into a huge thing that was so entertaining. I loved every freaking bit of that. Mm.
Liberal.
All right, so if you just joined us, Josh the Fleeganator's in here. And we began the hour with Katie. There is a legislative piece that is hopefully they're going to try to get it passed that if you walk up on a car where a dog is enclosed in the car, you will, if it passes, you'll have the legal right to break the window and save the dog. Josh allowed us to break the window of his car. Josh, tell everybody what you just told the room, please.
My wife is not happy with me right now. She didn't know that I was going to do this.
You never told her?
Well, it was my car.
Oh, Josh. My God.
Okay, Josh, you see, when it comes to relationships, Josh, what do I preach every day?
Tell your wife all the stupid stuff you're going to do.
Yeah, communication, that's key. So your wife is sitting there. I don't even see how you thought this could go well. She's listening to the radio. And
well,
she
that was what I was hoping was, that was the wild card. I didn't think she was going to.
Wow.
How did you think you were going to drive home with a busted window? Well, I mean, you didn't think this through, Josh.
Yeah, I'm not much of a thinking guy.
Mark, he still has mayonnaise in his beard. Do you really think he thought about this?
Did you get a shower?
No, I washed off in the sink. I'm good, I think. I don't know.
So how exactly did you find out from your wife that this had not gone well?
Well, in the middle of changing my clothes, I looked down on my phone and it just said, WTF Josh, WTF.
Yeah. You know, Josh, here we are. It's the weekend. You know, we're about to wrap up our Friday show. And a lot of us are going to get out there and get laid. You ain't one of them.
For more than one reason, too. It's going to be the sauerkraut smell, the fact that I smashed my own car window.
Well, once again, let's hear it for Josh.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my honor.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a team member who took it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, bagel's a bagel.
By the way, those of you that don't know, we were talking about Josh doing this, not only the car, but then getting pelted with hot dog condiments. And the only thing Josh wanted was a guaranteed bagel with schmear every day from me.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I guarantee that'll happen.
I win then.
You are the victor.
But now it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not.
A Texas man smoking pot at his home got so stoned that he freaked out and thought he had been shot in the rear end.
Talk it out, man. $100
bill. Police in a small town outside of Waco received a call from a man in a mobile home saying he had been shot. Officers sent to investigate determined that the man thought was a gunshot was actually a dog bite in his ass.
Oh, Lord.
It is believed that the man's pet was spooked by thunder and took a chunk out of the owner. The man was treated at the scene and released.
What are you people? On dope?
He's so high, he doesn't realize that it was his dog that bit him. He thought he got shot with a gun.
That had to hurt, though. I'd almost rather be shot at least with a BB gun than get a dog bite in the butt.
Well, it's proof. This is what you'd call a pothole.
Oh, I see what you did there!
Listen, people, I'm not proud of any of these.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
My
be.
Job is just throw it out there and hope it. Let me say it again. Maybe it'll work better.
Yeah.
You see, that's what you call a pothole. It's about a 4 out of 10.
You're giving yourself a generous compliment.
Oh, a 2?
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. It's a 4 out of 100.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into trending, let's give the result of the poll. We were kind of all about the hot dog today, and we had a text poll going. How do you like your hot dog, grilled or boiled? What is the results, Gina?
The results are in, and 84% of you said you would rather have a grilled hot dog.
But that means that 16% want a weenie that was boiled in water and it's dripping and it's disgusting.
I was thinking the same thing. I think the bigger story is that 16% of people love those boiled dogs.
But dude, if you go to Dodger Stadium, you've got a choice. You can get it grilled, you can get it boiled.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can you have both?
Well, if you buy 2.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So tell us what's trending.
All right. Well, this is insane. A 7-year-old boy in Japan who was left on a mountain by his parents as punishment for misbehaving has been found safe and in good condition. Rescue crews spent a week searching the woods for this boy, who eventually turned up in a hut about 4 miles away from where his parents ditched him. His parents admitted that they were disciplining him for misbehavior. They thought the experience would teach him a lesson. Despite being going a week without food. The boy is said to be in good health. There's been no mention as to whether the parents will face punishment or not.
Okay, how old is the kid?
He was 7.
Oh my God. And where was this?
In the woods in Japan.
Okay, I don't know what the laws in Japan are, but here, this child would be taken from them.
Oh, absolutely.
Who in their right mind can abandon their 7-year-old in the woods and leave? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'll
teach him.
Good God.
Well, you know, it's funny. I heard a story one time on some, I don't know, podcast or radio show about how this German immigrant mother, who was a single mother, truly thought that summer camp, all you did was just drop your kids off at the beach with some food and pick them up in a month. She didn't know. She just moved here. So that's what she did with her son and her daughter. And the daughter told the story, remembering this now as an adult, going, we didn't really know what to do. At first, we thought it was really fun. And then we were kind of scared. And it was this crazy story. She said, the mom just thought that's what summer camp was.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Crazy people.
I'm going to run for political office. And when I'm elected, I'm going to make it to where you have to get a license. You have to pass rigorous testing to be allowed to have a child.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yep.
Yeah, do that.
Well, I think that's where we are.
I have a story that is much more uplifting about a 7-year-old boy. A little boy with spina bifida and cerebral palsy got his wish granted by the Make-A-Wish Foundation when they built him a state-of-the-art wheelchair accessible treehouse.
Wow.
Some residents of Sugarland. Oh, yeah. And I'm sorry. That was on to something else. So, yeah, he invited the entire first grade over. They all got to do it. And this is I might get choked up just saying this, but the mom said he got to be the most popular kid in school for the day.
Wow.
So
that's
really,
great.
Really cool. And I mean, remember,
It's a tree house. It's in the trees. And somehow they made it wheelchair accessible and a really cool gift for a really cool kid.
That's great.
Finally, SodaStream has unveiled an instant beer machine. While it seems too good to be true, SodaStream's beer bar lets you just add water and brew barley sodas. This amazing gadget is expected to be released in the U.S. sometime this year, ships with a 1 liter bottle of concentrate for a light beer called Blondie that yields 3 liters of beer at 4.5% alcohol by volume. That's not bad.
Question. Are we low on beer at the grocery store? Is there a shortage of that?
Here's what I think it might be. A really great cross between hipster and lazy. Like, oh, microbrew, I want to make my own beer. I'd brew it at home, but I don't really want to do anything. So yeah, you put it in the SodaStream.
Yeah, I don't think this needs to exist, quite frankly.
Oh, okay. Well, I might try it. Oh, we have a small budget. Can Danny buy one for the studio?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to go light beer then. No. We'll do the Blondie. I don't know that we have another. But 4.5% alcohol by volume, that's decent, right?
No.
That's not respectable.
That's like a Pilsner. It's not. Right.
I don't drink for the taste. I drink to get high.
I think we should do an IPA. That's the way to go.
Yeah, but I don't know that SodaStream offers an IPA, Mike. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Everybody good? Everybody happy?
All good.
Okay, great. Gia Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Led Zeppelin.
Well, that's weekend for us. Uncle Joe has to toil further to call it weekend. What you got for the 10 at 10,
I was thinking
Joe?
About the mayonnaise, you know, lighting up my... Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking about that very long. Mm. All right, here's the deal. 10 to 10 today, something special. It's the 44th anniversary of the release of the first Eagles album. Landmark album. We're going to be playing some Eagles 10 at 10 today here on The Sound.
All right, so next week we got a bunch of fun stuff. First of all, we have a doctor that we're going to be talking to about cosmetic proctology. Basically, this is plastic surgery for your butt.
Wow.
And that's all he does.
That's so, a very specific job.
We have one more family four-pack of Disney tickets, 5 seconds for $15, and a topic. Did you go to your high school reunion? I've got a story. Mikey.
This is a question I contemplate every day when I'm here with you, Mark. Mm-mm. Should I stay or should I go?
No, snap.
The Clash, Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.